is Lena Life. I'm Lena Mirmond, and I'm having this unscheduled program dedicated to most devastating tragedy which took place today in the city of Brussels, in the country of Belgium. This is going to be not that much of my monologue, but a dialogue with all of you, and hopefully with the reaching each soul, particularly with the families who so unfairly, so tragically lost the loved ones for no reason, for no purpose, yet lives again were lost. Let's talk a little bit about Belgium as a country, and I have to say that I did some reading, and I matched that with some well-known historic facts and some of my own thoughts, reflections, and somewhat conclusions about this country, since my son and I, now here for a few months, and we are not feeling anymore as a tourist. We don't quite feel that this is our new home, but we certainly feel sense of belonging to this country, to its multiculturalism, to its very unusual characteristics, where well-known small size of this country yet places it in quite a high pedestal of its function, of its role in Europe, and frankly speaking, quite unexpected by me diversification. So let's start from some historic facts, and I would remind all of you that Kingdom of Belgium is a sovereign state in the Western Europe. It is founding member of the European Union and hosts several of the EU's official seats, as well as the headquarters of many major international organizations, something like NATO and some other very prominent organizations. I have to say that I cannot stop being surprised that even though the size of Belgium is quite small, I will be somewhat more precise. It has a little over 30,000 square kilometers and about 11 million people living here. Yet it carries tremendous popularity in the diversification. And this diversification is not sometimes very harmonious, frankly speaking. It does represent, if not friction, but certain elements of national pride, for example, between Flemish people and French people. There is a very distinct difference. And also it represents quite sometimes surprisingly contrasting elements in economy, in the politics, in the social circles, in the human values, and of course in some cultural and musical areas. I would connect my overture of this country to today's most tragic event. We are in a such incredibly puzzling time of the world's level of the sophistication in one sense, and probably one of the worst barbarian expression of the human race in another sense. Yes, of course, we knew and never will forget fascism. We knew about Soviet Union's atrocities. We knew about many other world's corners where cruelty seems to be don't have any borders. Yet I said that this is somewhat still in a crescendo of its development, because in spite of quite, I would say, exhausting possibilities, at least on the human side, to deal with terrorism, there is no much of the promise of ending it. Yet we need to be optimists, but not in just empty passionate phrases, not in using word democracy in endless meaning of it, because it sounds somewhat noble, pleasant, promising, and we get used to it. We need to have a deepest internal dialogue with ourselves, because the issue of the terrorism has to do with the profound historic problems, with the profound historic reasons. I don't particularly subscribe to the theory that you cannot talk to, you cannot develop any kind of a reasoning with the terrorism. It is one of the sides of human history which unfortunately turned into most barbarian destruction. But there are reasons for it. And perhaps, just thinking out loud, those reasons are hidden in unresolved conflicts among Arabic countries, among those numerous various populations which are in the deepest arguments with themselves. There are tremendously passionate conflicts among personalities and families and intellectuals and the young people who are lost in their sense of identity. And I believe that this very complicated process where actually these terrorists don't even care about their own lives, their families. It looks as if they are in a different mental stratosphere. I will correct myself. Not mental, it's dismantle. In fact, probably a word like this doesn't even exist. But for the better word, I choose to modify it and get away from the word mental, because it needs to be somewhat characterized and somewhat determined why these people who have similar to us anatomical structure can be so powerfully united and commit such barbarian acts one after another. I do not pretend here even to try to give any answers. The purpose of my dialogue with all of you, just to think deeper, to be more honest about society we're living in, to be more clear about the fact that tolerance has its own different signature depending on the tolerance of different nations. We all speak different languages. Obviously, we have all different cultural roots, political discipline, or lack of it. So tolerance cannot be just simplified. It is very noble and highly sophisticated state of mental realization. And if society is lacking of tolerance, that means that there are other cavities, other sense of gaps between in the communication. So I believe that one of the most transparent, right in front of our face, right inside of our soul, is the issue of communication. I did talk quite a bit about this in our previous programs, and I was not live on the air for quite some time because indeed I am the one who is facing a different way of communication with the world, because I'm now changing my professional, personal, and emotional situations. So it does take time. And personally, I made this conscious decision to be on the air only when it is a really, truly, critically important moments in the history take place. I do plan to come back regularly on the air once I will settle all elements of our radio activities and my future guest list will be complete. But now, as I mentioned before, obviously I would not be silent, and that's why I went on the air on a short notice to share with you this profound sorrow. Profound is not even the word. It's something which only music and the power of abstract can express. I am privileged to be so close to this raw, most horrible event. And I said privileged because I can sense the barometer of this country's reaction. I can sense the barometer of people's emotions and how they, if not coping, but how they trying to make some kind of sense of their immediate future. They're really trying. And in this country, I would say it's somewhat philosophical, very classic dialectic, because, as I mentioned before, it's very multicultural. Country is very small. And the challenge of get along and challenge of being tolerant with each other, probably in one of the highest point, probably one of the most revealed compared to other countries. You can hear what Brussels pronounced and spelled in various ways, because the Flemish people, who also have some various dialects in their world, compared to French people, who obviously would have totally different language, with a quite international mix in Brussels itself, produce this tremendously intense bouquet of nationalities. And having such a tragedy here, perhaps one of the most revealing, what does it do in a society, and considering multi cultural and multicolorful society as Belgium has. It is somewhat very cathartic expression how various different groups and various different nationalities must unite. They must to find not only mutual language, but be much more together and with a great sense of solidarity in such a tragic moment. I would say that perhaps it can be as an example, as a model, or as a sculpture of how not only tolerance, but coexistence and mutual respect should take its place in the world. And the fact that Belgium has its own power of European voice makes it even more pronounced. Belgium feels sometimes unspokenly, but very responsible and obligated to keep it front, to keep it backbone, and to be it to be in an arena of complexity of today's world as a leader. With all of that in mind, I have to say that we are here speaking with a number of our friends who are representing various circles. Very thrilled to be surrounded by people from totally different professions with different backgrounds, and yet at the moment of such tragedy, we all felt here truly very close to each other. Media, even though French is a strange language for myself, but just the music with which people speak their language, some facial expressions, and certain non-rehearsed humanity, which you can easily sense from Belgium television, makes you feel very belonging to what is going on, whether it's a peaceful time or such a huge, dramatic time as we're experiencing now. I hope that some of those thoughts which I have expressed reached my listeners. I will make every possible effort to make sure that I will follow the curve of the post-attack. I would make sure that I will be as much as I can, as honest as I can be, sharing with you next time how this country is recovering from this horror. What is the step in the profound sense, not only maximum security, not only well-organized immediate actions regarding public transportation, not only immediate obvious sudden expansion of the army here, but how people are behaving, how they are caring on everyday life, because it's not going to be with the same colors. It is going to be with a huge tale of extreme emotions, extreme sadness. Yet the power of human drive and that startling feeling, which I particularly experienced when I woke up today with this incredibly, incredibly numbing news, because you don't believe immediately in what you're hearing. And then once it's settling in, you becoming part of that process. With all of that, I will be very closely watching and being part of that, as I mentioned, recovery. Again, mentioning before, strengthening of this multiculturalism. And I will be very much looking forward to my next program, which indeed will be again about Belgium, hopefully in another note, speaking about Belgium culture, Belgium events, which are so incredibly diversified and so not even purely exciting, but I would say unexpectedly interesting, because it has its own colors, it has its own dynamic, and it has its own big power in this, considering by the tradition of a small country. So I will conclude by saying that I hope I will join my dear listeners next time with more news on a brighter note, with a sense of life and power of this society in the Kingdom of Belgium. That was Lena Life with my last minute airtime, which I devoted to the tribute to Kingdom of Belgium, who is going through curve of tragic experience, and I'm sure will be faced with a much brighter and more promising for the future times. Again, that was Lena Life. I'm Lena Mirmont. With all of this, my most passionate regards from Brussels.